Welcome to Why Pals Tales from the Super Yacht Laundry. For this episode, I have dragged back, kicking and screaming, Jess Dunnett, because I want more information out of her. How are you doing?
I'm doing very, very well and happy to be here.
So obviously, well, months back, we had your personal journey in and out of the yachting industry. But when was it? It was like the beginning of the year, you held a very special event. Mm-hmm. You've got a great initiative, hence why those people that can actually see me, I've got a very nice, it's a really nice hoodie actually, with a nice duck on the front. But let's start at the beginning. Mental health. Mm-hmm. Mental health on board. And how was your experience with mental health on board, would you say, in the yachting industry?
So during my career on boats, I certainly had my fair share of different situations. Everything from accidents, from like actually there was a death. There was post death dealing with that, to especially when I got into the position of chief stew, having all the girls kind of take that chief stew position as, you know, mother hens. So then it's, you're kind of dealing with all of their problems, bulimia, like depression, all sorts of things. And then my own experiences as well of feeling stressed, lonely, anxiety. But it's funny how that when you're in it, and I think back in the day, I started yachting in 2008, and I think a lot of it was just brushed under the carpet. I definitely felt that there wasn't a lot of support. There wasn't, especially not like external support, going through something on board to be able to call somebody to get help or therapy or having
Definitely not. Like, are you talking about, obviously it's a hot buzzword at the moment, but like even when I was on board, but do you think that's the culture of you? Like, you just get your head down and get on with it. You know, there's not even a competition, but you don't want to let down your crewmates. You don't want to, you're part of a team. You will just, like you said, brush it under the carpet, try and ignore it and just get on and get to at least the end of the trip or get to my next lot of leave kind of thing.
And when I was in the position of chief steward as well, I did my very best with the girls and guys, like the whole crew. I've had guys come up, the deckhands come to me as well looking for support and things, and I do my very best. But I think that's where as well it got to a point. It's like, I'm not trained to be doing this. I'm not be trained to be giving these people advice. And, I'm good at helping and listening, and I pride myself on being that people feel comfortable to come and talk to me, but I'm like, I'm certainly not trained to be doing this, so let's try. But the biggest thing was, especially on board, is like, where do I go, what do I do, where do I advise these people to go and speak to somebody or to go and find help? That's kind of was my experience of working.
There was nobody on. It was, that it wasn't even really talked about, when I was on board. And also, obviously the lifestyle itself, it's so hectic. When do you get those moments? I was on a contract where you only got 2 months off a year. So when do you find those windows of space to go, wow, I'm, struggling?
Yeah.
Let alone, it's always difficult to find where to get your ENG1, let alone, can I find a therapist?
Yeah, very much. So quite, I did find that tough on board. Not to say that I really had major struggles while I was on, like personally at all. And, but just definitely had some different situations where I really didn't know where to direct people or where to go myself. So I tend to just kind of push on.
Do you think you recognise, so obviously you run a business on land, starting a new business, what is it? It's one of the most stressful things, divorce, death, starting a new business, having a child.
And then starting a new business in France.
doing it with French
That's
people.
A whole nother kettle of fish. Yes. So, well, I left yachts to start Onshore Sellers with my husband, Ed. We both met working on board. And yes, that was in, when was that? 2015. So we're coming up to 10 years next year. And yeah, to say that is very stressful and very, I feel like our mental health was extremely impacted by starting an own business, trying to have a small family, get through COVID, survive COVID, keeping our employees.
Oh, yeah, forget about COVID, that joy, that joyous time. Although I was actually talking about that yesterday, saying in some respects it was good. I wouldn't recommend having a kid during COVID, but there were upsides to it, you know. But yeah, business stress, how are you going to pay the bills?
And keeping people employed as well. We decided to kind of not put everybody on. Here in France, it was the chômage, and we just decided to kind of crack on and keep going. And, you know, our staff are still with us, which I think they're all very grateful that we kept their jobs. But that was stressful because it wasn't like Ed or I had a different income to rely on. It was both of us. It was, we were all in. We were all in. So very stressful times for us. And in fact, that's, you know, a lot of it has people might not know, but Ed has bipolar and he was diagnosed in 2017. And that was a real catalyst for us to a very tough year, finally getting a diagnosis, but realizing that, you know, the impact of having our own business and then learning to deal with a mental illness like that. So, you know, joy, it comes a lot of ups and downs with bipolar. So,
any diagnosis is, you know, you've got to come to terms with it. You know, sure it probably made a lot of sense with the situations that had happened in the past. And then you kind of got to get used to the terminology. So, that's a good, you know, it's a big transition just to, you know, recognize what it actually is. Then you get into the management.
Then it's the management, yeah, which is a lifetime, this is going to be lifetime management. But, you know, it has certainly impacted us personally. It's on how we live our lives. We're very... we do things a lot differently these days. And we
did it help you? Like, because obviously you were a new mum at the time, you know, did it help? Or obviously knowing that, you know, getting it clarified, I think would help. But then obviously a woman trying something to do everything, you know, maybe what I'm not. I think you don't know what I'm trying to say is, you know, your husband needs maybe a little bit more consideration than a normal husband. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Mood-wise.
But husband also / business partner. So I think, you know, that's where we've got a really unique position that the both of us have both. Well, we've only ever worked together, to be fair. So we don't know what it's like to not be working together. We met while working on board boats. We worked together for years. We've started a company together. We've gone through, Ed being diagnosed with bipolar. We've still managed to have a very successful company and have two children in the mix there too. But yes, it just changes the way that we do things, the way we talk, the way we set goals for each other, and also. Is the real catalyst as to why we decided to start Blue Ducks. We have been through a lot, and I feel like, you know, we have our story, but there are so many people with so many other stories and problems, and it is time to start talking about it more, and it is time to start taking action, and that these issues that happen on board, they also happen off. Back on land, they happen to everyone around the world, but it's we have a personal journey and story here, so it's it was a real reason why we started everything.
So, like, obviously when you're on the outside looking in at the industry, and obviously in the last 2 years, well, COVID I think probably was a big catalyst for mental health becoming more relevant in the industry, and conversation started to be had about it.
Yeah.
What were your impressions of how the impressions that the industry wasn't handling it and kind of just ignoring it?
I think there's plenty of people out there doing a lot and trying hard to make a difference. But the conversations that we were having to, as well as Tony, our business partner, same story, ex-yacht crew, now working as a company within the yachting industry. So we were seeing it from both sides. We were seeing it from our clients and crew and struggles from friends and, that there just really still wasn't anyone to go and talk to or just didn't know who to contact. There's people there, but just didn't know that they existed. And it's the same with people ashore as well. The stresses of the yachting industry extend far from just the crew. You have to consider the management companies, the charter brokers, all the provisioning companies who are doing, like what we do, wine and spirits, we're doing all the food, the uniform companies, the agenda and the time scale and the pressure to get what these boats need when they want it. They've all asked for it yesterday. So it's always a very stressful job. And that the same issues apply everywhere. And it's, again, you ask a lot of management companies or provisioner companies, who would you go and speak to if we'll go to a therapist, but who's a therapist that knows the yachting industry? Mm. Who's a therapist that knows our unique industry and our unique stresses that only come with this industry? So
also, you've got to pick the reason why you need to pick the right therapist. And we've covered this in other episodes. I think it was Emma Mannering's episode, therapists just really interested in the industry because they don't know what it is, like, is it like below deck? When you go and like, help
what
me.
It's like to be a crew member.
What are rich people like? You're like, I'm here to talk about my life.
Yes, yeah.
And yes,
there are people out there doing it. Emma from Seize the Mind, the crew coach, there's Ice Swan. But all of these people have, they need more awareness, which is where Blue Ducks was coming in, is to have and creating the awareness to support those people that are doing it right and that are professionals and that have the certificate to back it up and the experience, but also to then raise funds as well to try and to raise some money to be able to make a difference and to start getting people on more training or get more support for iSwan. We did our first gala in May. It went really well.
It was really good. Really good.
Fantastic and a really, really amazing response. We have found it's been difficult through the summer to keep the momentum going while we're all still trying to run our own businesses and have our own families. So it has been a journey, but it's I'm positive that we can continue encouraging crew to get on board with this.
Going to take you back to the moment when you were like, I think we should just do something. Like, was it over rosé on a beach bar? Like, I don't want to say
no. So to be honest, this all started when the war broke out in Ukraine. We had our second blow after COVID. Anyone that had a Russian clients on the books, you can see you later. And we had a lot. Well, not a lot, but we had a percentage.
They had a big cut of the industry, a lot of companies lost,
Yeah. I mean, we were really fortunate that, we still had a great year, but it was another blow and we were like, oh goodness. And then to be honest, Tony, Ed and myself, we really wanted to do something. We wanted to help, with raising some funds. I don't know if you remember, there was United for Ukraine that was going around and, the industry really got behind. There's a lot of Ukrainian crew in the industry and lots of people that have been affected, businesses affected. So we thought about doing something together. And Ed, he's fantastic. He's very quick with ideas and very quick at executing them. So before we knew it, I think it was within two weeks, we had sponsorships of prizes. We had a whole everything up on Onshore Sellers page. People, you could place bids and stuff, and we were doing this auction over Meba in Barcelona, and we're raising money for the UNHRC, so the refugee fund. And it all happened so quickly. It was executed magnificently. We raised, I think it was something like over 12 grand, and the industry got together. It was fantastic. It was amazing. And we thought, wow, that is incredible. Like, I can't believe we just managed to do that. And the support and the feeling of doing something to make an impact and to help was amazing. And while we kept saying that we wanted to do this again, it always came back to Tony, Ed and I saying that we've always wanted to do something for mental health, that we've all had our own personal struggles, we've all had our own issues, we've all noticed this for so long, never really knew how to do anything. And we were like, you know what, that worked. That really did work. If we can try and switch this into Blue Ducks, giving a duck for mental health within the industry with the same concept, hopefully this will gain momentum. And it did take us a while. So that was, I think, 21 that we did, or 22 that the, yeah, that's right, with 22 that the United for Ukraine, and then it wasn't until this year that we did our first Blue Ducks Gala. But I think it first came about that we were like, wow, trying to start a charity is not easy. So we kind of switched gears into just having the foundation and then supporting ICEONE. But that in itself took a long time too, to be approved by ICEONE, to be able to raise money for them. So, you know, a lot of paperwork and back end, but I felt good.
It's quite funny, isn't it? You're like, yeah, we'll start a charity and we'll just fix it and we'll just get some money and it's really easy. And then you're like, ICEONE are like, no, we can't accept your money yet. You're like, what? What do you mean? Like, no, we have to check.
No, we need to go through a lot of paperwork and you need to be approved by the board. And I was like, oh, wow. Okay, another learning curve for Jess. But, it's been an incredible journey thus far of how – also the three of us are entrepreneurs. So in a sense, it was quite exciting to have a new thing to learn and tackle and trying to you know, work it out. And that's exactly what we did with Onshore Sellers, and we're, you know, almost 10 years on, incredibly successful company. So I kind of hope that the same will happen for Blue Ducks, but we can also be making a difference within the industry.
Well, I think also the existence of something like yourself and ICEONE and like Emma Ross from Seize the Mind, you know, it's forcing the industry to take it seriously. You know, it's not something that's going to go away, because it's a part of everybody's experience on board and it needs to be looked at and dealt with properly. This is not it'd be really nice to sort it out. No. This is, you know, this could really make people's life on board and, you know, how they cope with life even afterwards a lot better if we just kind of, you know, I don't ever think that Yotties would be a whiny bunch. I know that Gen Z get a lot of grief these days, you know, like, just get on with it. But, yeah, you know, the can-do attitude does only get you so far, but you've also, like anything in life, it could have a downside. You know, you could push yourself for too long. And I think being more open and honest about how you're feeling and stopping before it's too late, or you've made something really serious, is a game changer.
Yeah, preventative action is what's needed. It's you know, you don't want your crew to have burnout by the end of the season. Every yacht's, every company's, it's in their financial interest to make sure that the crew are happy and healthy on board, both physically and mentally. So it's and the same goes for. The same goes for people ashore. Any company, you need to make this a priority, and your mental health affects so much more than you think. You can
start a business, because if you're worried about your mental health, you might. Yeah, you have a kid and then live in another country.
Yeah, absolute roller coaster, but it's
but it's doable. I suppose that's the right thing. With it, you know, it's with the right support, you can achieve anything.
Absolutely.
But for a long time, I think, especially like individuals that have left like a long time ago, we rely on friends and family, and you know, and even that can be difficult because, you know, which family member do you want to talk about your mental health issues with? They might have mental health issues.
Yeah, exactly. Decision. Exactly.
But yeah, it's all achievable, I think. It's also, you know, the messaging with mental health is it should be a positive one. You know, just being able and having the freedom to acknowledge mental health problems is a fantastic step towards, you know, you just getting on and living a great life. You know, they're just more tools.
And there should be no stigma about it. It should be, I mean, I know I always encouraged people to talk to me. I know I said earlier that, you know, I definitely didn't feel like I had the tools to be able to probably execute it properly, but I did always encourage talking, and I did always encourage people to say, come to me at any point. And if you do feel lonely, if you do feel that you're having struggles on board, whether it's as simple as just not getting enough rest, or whether you genuinely are depressed, it's I'm not a professional to be able to say yes you are, but I certainly always encourage people to just openly talk, because the more you talk, the easier this gets, that people can recognize that you are maybe not having the best time here. And that's not to say that you're pathetic or that you're not doing your job properly. You're just struggling a little bit with things. And the more you talk about it, and the more we all talk about this, it that's progress. And that's something it will genuinely just become a natural way and discussion that we talk about. And that it's, you know, I'm very open now about saying how I go to therapy. I used to always have it in the back of my mind, I might not say it. I might not say that I have a therapist. You know, people might think I'm a bit crazy, but that's not the case at all. I just need somebody to talk to that can actually help me
you work it out. You know, like you're just trying to make sense of it all and work it out. And then, right, okay, so I've reflected on that. That's how I feel about it. That's how I process it. And now I can move on.
And I still go to therapy even if I feel great. Because it's a great way of saying, I feel really good. You know what? And you know what? I feel great. I've got, this is happening. The business is going well. I'm having, you know, my family's good. She's like, that's fantastic. It's really good to continue therapy, even when you're feeling great, to continue that talking to somebody who is impartial, who is not a family member, who's not a friend, or not a crew member. You know, it's nice to have that external person to just discuss things with and to work things out. And then when shit does hit the fan, you've really got that person that you've already been grounded and open with, and that you can continue to talk. So Blue Ducks, we do try very hard to have it on the platform, and I hope this will kind of grow and continue, because there's so many more companies that are starting to do things to have that platform of where to go, so you can go on blueducks.org and find a therapist, or, you know, find the crew coach, find context for Emma for Seize the Mind. You can find hypnotherapy sessions. You can find fitness advice and help with different companies that are out there doing it. But so we do hope to be a platform for everybody in the industry, but it does take the industry to come together. So that is where the struggle is.
Small steps. baby steps. So obviously, you know, you did your gala this year, early this year.
Yes, it's May.
I'm forgetting what year it is. Like, so much has happened. Yeah. What are you thinking? What's next?
So we hope to, we will be putting together our next event, and we will do a gala again in the May. May is Mental Health Awareness Month. I feel like we positioned it after the Meba show, after the Palmer show, just to try and gather as many crew as possible. And we will be working with Ice One again to raise funds for them, and for particularly their crew helpline. But we will be working towards a particular goal. So we're just putting the final pieces together, but we will be working towards a goal that we can all get behind and that everyone can start giving a duck and making sure that they
I want more merch. Yeah. I want you to do more merch. This hoodie more is just so is good. It's so good. Online. I wore it. Where did we go? It's a real good airport hoodie.
Yes.
Like, I just, you know, it's, you don't need a coat because it's like, it's probably on the warmer side, but it's just, yeah, I wear it all the time. So anybody who's watching.
These are from Lou from Lux and Kiel. And at the back, it's I give a duck.
Can you see that?
Okay. Yeah, it's really cool. I give a duck.
No, really, back. Really good. So winning with that, to be honest, I might steal it. And then you could put Yacht Pearls of Wisdom on there as well. And
yeah,
we'll all be on the same hoodie together.
Collaboration hoodies and things, but on the site you can get different hoodies and like different t-shirts and things. And if you want to buy them for your crew, you do a bulk discount, get all the crew to get your Blue Ducks hoodies on for the crew mess, and show that you give a duck about mental health.
It's having, obviously, with working with Pearls for the last 3 years, I know that you when you've got the idea, it's so all consuming. You're like, yeah, this is going to be amazing. It's going to work. And like, everybody's like, yeah, that's a great idea. And then after you've done the event, like, everybody's like, gone. It's like tumble.
Well, they move on to the next event. I think yachting is such a... You can get lost in the calendar because it's pretty full, pretty jam packed calendar. So
it is. This Monaco was bonkers. There was loads going on.
Definitely our busiest yet, I would say. That was
just loads of different events and like just tons of stuff.
Yeah.
Loads going on.
A lot of people have got a lot of things to say, and so. You know, need to.
Oh, no, you're not sure. Definitely not sure of a lot of people saying a lot of stuff at Monaco. That's for sure. Wow, you know, if all the boats were sailboats, there wouldn't be any left in the marina. I don't think, just all the hot air that is around. But yeah, it's a fantastic initiative.
Thank you.
I think it just cuts to the chase. Like, let's get stuff sorted and done, and you know, we don't need, you know, we have a problem, you know, we need a crisis line, we've got a solution, we've got someone who's willing to do it, then you know, yeah, there you go. One and two come together.
The important thing is that, you know, the Yacht Crew Helpline is there for all crew to contact, but they are, at the end of the day, a non-for-profit, so they need funds, and that's what's important, is about coming together. And I know that it all comes down to money in the end, and it does, unfortunately.
Always comes down to money.
Unfortunately, no matter how hard you might try, these people can't, you know, it might try to do something without involving cash. They need it to be able to execute the helpline. They need to be able to fund their staff, so that they're there for you 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. So that's really our focus for the time being is helping iSwan. But I do really, I would like to, you know, explore other avenues of how we can raise funds to get a certain amount of crew doing their mental health awareness courses or first aid courses with Seize the Mind with the crew coach, you know, but all of that comes with a little bit of logistics and learning on how it can work. But so if anyone has any suggestions, please contact
please write in. So new avenues of fundraising, and maybe the funds could maybe go to some alternative. I think one thing with charities and organizations, you've always got to keep your mind open, you know, new ideas, new approaches. I think that's where the biggest change is probably going to come from. Because the industry's been doing it one way for a while. And it's perhaps not having the desired result yet.
I think the latest Key Crew to a Serve mental health survey, and you know, still figures coming in that over 65% of crew suffer from, you know, work-related stress or mental health issues. And that's a pretty staggering percentage of the industry really struggling on board, and a lot of them still not knowing where to go, still not knowing how to find help.
No, it's going to change. It's going to change. Yes. We're all going to get together and it's all going to change. thank you so much for coming back on and explaining a little bit more about Blue Ducks. We will, obviously, if you're listening to this, we will provide links in the bio so you can be able to check out Blue Ducks and Jess's initiative and probably sign up to a wait list to be first on the guest list for the next event. It was really good.
Excellent. You know, yes.
I was on my best behavior for that one. I did manage to crawl into bed by midnight. I know others didn't.
Yes.
I did manage to get.
It was kick off in the, it was that Village Uno, which is, and then they have a pretty cool nightclub afterwards. So
yeah. No, I'm too old for that kind of there, stuff.
I look forward to giving you the details of our next Blue Ducks Gala. So
it will be, I'll be there with bells on. Perhaps not just the hoodie, although I don't want to take it off. Like I said, thank you very much for being our guest and joining us. It's very important, the work that you're doing.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Reese. Have a great day.
If you've enjoyed this episode, we have a whole bunch more. If you want to listen to some more incredible ladies, alternatively, if you're worried about mental health, like I said, the links will be in the bio. We've got a lot on our website and on our app. If you're looking for more information or maybe trusted sources, the sources that Jess uses are the same sources as what we use, you know, the trusted, vetted professionals. So please make sure if you're going for something with mental health that you check out who everybody's using. So if you want to, that's about it. I've lost my train of thought. Talking about mental health, that's not a good sign, is it? thank you very much for joining us, and we'll see you next time.